You are now listening to the Lexicon Podcast. Now, let the show begin.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Lexicon Podcast. This is episode 33. We did check. Trust me, we checked. This is actually like the fifth take at the beginning.
Yes, literally. I'm not kidding.
I'm not drunk, or anybody is not drunk. What? All right, take four. Take five.
Six. We're on six.
Oh, yeah, take six.
Somebody's drunk here.
Check Mike. Somebody.
You've been sipping on the drink.
The one thing I noticed is in the last podcast, the last couple of podcasts, I haven't really introduced everybody. So we're going to go ahead and...
Your Sprite is still in the fridge and it might explode.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'll get it right now.
Okay.
We're introducing, you know, starting from the end.
I'm sorry, I just remembered.
This is what happens when you haven't linked up for the, what, last 3 weeks?
Yeah, we haven't met up in the last 3 weeks due to personal reasons and family stuff, but it's fun coming back.
As you can tell.
So we have...
Angie,
Liz,
and Alex, and I'll be back. This is why we don't have a live audience. You guys would leave after like 5 minutes. I swear, a lot of editing goes into making this look decent. It's not even good.
That's why in one moment we're laughing, in the other one we're just quiet talking to each other.
And as always, guys, today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get it free.
I forgot, homie.
You thought. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/lexiconpodcast. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. We'll hear about more about that in the middle of the podcast.
Yeah.
All right, so we did have a podcast set up today with a topic, and that topic comes from me watching Disney movies all over again. Kind of in yes and no. It's kind of an aspect of The Little Mermaid and the tentacle bitch. What's her name?
Ursula.
Ursula. Sorry. I don't remember her name. Anyway, she goes and she, you know, convinces Little Mermaid to give her singing voice in exchange to give her legs, you know, to walk on land or whatever. And then in the second movie, she says, fine, here's your fins back, but you don't get your singing voice back. I don't know how that goes. Anyway, doesn't she get her fins back in the second movie? I don't know. She gets her tail back. I haven't seen that film like all the way through. Okay. I've been watching a lot of Minions
on and
Despicable Me, because our kid loves like the little freaking Minions.
You literally tell him, you want to watch Papa Pa?
Oh, He'll run to the bed.
He'll run to the bed and like just like chill, like,
yeah,
trying to watch Minions.
That's good though.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. I like it though, because Pharrell's music is all over it.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
And I learned that because of it being in the 1980s and whatnot, they plug in like freaking, what's the president? Fucking Nixon? They plug in Nixon at some point. They plug in the moon landing being like fake and staged.
Oh, yeah.
It's set in the 80s?
Well, the Minions film is actually set, the beginning is them going through time, going to the most evil things. And at one point
that's the one I haven't seen then. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I was like,
Gotta watch that.
Oh my God, that's fucking dope.
That's the one he loves the most.
That's cute.
Because it's literally all Minions. The Despicable Ones is all Groot. Uh-huh. And that one's all Minions. And he loves the Minions.
Yeah. I was just like laughing at that. I'm like, man, they fucking plug that shit in. That's fun.
That's cool. I like that. Yeah. When they plug in history stuff, like in Animaniacs.
Mm-hmm. I tried watching Animaniacs again. It didn't hold up for me.
Really? Yeah, dude, I watched that shit on my lunch.
That's a podcast for another. That's another story for another podcast.
Whoa, no size.
Tom and Jerry though? I like that shit up because it's all music.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, today's topic is, what would you, let's phrase it a little bit better. It's, what talent or what skill would you, or what power would you want most in the world? But the way I kind of described it is, what would you sell your soul for? You know, be it a skill, be it a talent, be it, you know, superpower, whatever you want. What would you sell your soul for? And then a lot of people, obviously, they're like, I wouldn't sell my soul for anything, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, nah, you bitch.
Yeah,
there's always something.
Your soul's got a price.
Everything has a price. You know, dude, literally from the beginning of time, for those people who are religious, like, you know, she ate the apple. That was a price. Like, literally, there's always a price for something.
What's that thing that we learned in history? Tinstoffel? There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I didn't even remember that word. Rides what is it? That same too.
Oh,
as gas, grass.
Nobody rides. There's no free rides.
There's many derivatives and ways that you can apply this to your own personal life.
I you know, funny enough, horizontal. I also learned from a math teacher.
Exactly, we
and,
talked about
and
that.
And I also learned, mm-hmm. you know, the as gas or grass theory from mm-hmm. the same. It's a principle. It's obviously a scientific way of life principle. Almost. So.
How does a hoe go horizontal?
How does she work?
Horizontal. How does she work?
Well, that's still horizontal. I was going to say, what if she's on all fours? But that's still kind of horizontal, right?
Yeah.
Or like perpendicular to the floor.
This is a great podcast.
We're learning.
Parallel to the floor.
Like, you know what 9 times 9?
I don't want to do math right now.
Is that 81?
Yeah, and then you do 1. 9 times. No!
Is it 81?
Oh, shit.
No. What's 9 times 9? I'm fucking calculating this shit right now.
I was talking about the 9 times thing with your fingers. Like, 9 times.
Wait. 9 times 9.
9 times 9.
It's 81. Right. It's 81.
And then there's a thing where you count with your fingers, like 9 times 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You put that one down, and it's 72. 72. Now you just count.
It's like life could be so much easier if only they teach us all these tips and tricks, and if not, no, memorize it.
I had a hard teacher in fifth grade. Made us learn all that crap.
Difficult. Not difficult. Hard. Difficult.
Difficult. Sorry. Difficult teacher made us learn things. Yeah.
Get your dirty minds out of the gutter, guys.
Save that for the next podcast.
Well, you got to learn about the word BBC.
Oh, my God.
Talk about the news network. All right, guys? The news network.
Sure.
Welcome to the Lexicon Podcast. This is take 20. All right.
So what are we selling our souls for?
What are we selling our souls for? A good podcast.
Apparently.
Who wants to start? I can start, but nobody else wants to start. But who? Anybody?
All
right.
I still need to think about mine. I thought about it all day, and I still don't know.
Are you crying, dude?
No.
Oh, I was like, fuck, it's not that funny.
I'm just hot.
So, going back to The Little Mermaid, I would sell my soul to be able to sing. That's the one thing I've always been jealous of people, like, that can sing. Dude, okay, so my sister loves Wicked. So mm-hmm. I want to go see Wicked and all that stuff. And then there's the one main singer from Wicked. I wouldn't ruin the story of Wicked if you haven't seen it. It's really good, though. You should watch it. And then there's a song called Defying Gravity. This is the one song I always remember. Because there's a one point where she's literally defying gravity. The Wizard of Oz. So, you know, somebody flies in it. So it's not a spoiler. But there's a place where she's like literally defying gravity or flying. And at the top, like, she hits like this amazing like note. And like, just if you're a singer and you can hit that note, it's just like magic, right? And I just like, I've always wanted to be able to do that. Yeah. I can sing horribly, but I can sing, you know, but that's not the point. What I want to be able to do is be able to like open my mouth, like sing, like, you know, make notes appear and all that shit. And like, people like literally like are awestruck. Like, I want that power. That is the power that I've always wanted in my life.
The kind that I get from like when I saw Adele live, where it's like she's hitting those notes just the way you're hearing them on record, and then you're like,
yeah, it's like the feeling
makes you feel something.
Yeah, it's like the feeling where I hear like Michael Bublé just like nonchalantly just like
as if sing he's talking.
Song. Yeah,
fucking hate him.
And, or like so Josh, good. Like fucking Josh Groban, like just like, yeah, let's sing something. John Legend, like, you know, piano and all that.
Yeah,
and then like. All of a sudden, like, Childish Gambino, you know, he's bringing out his fucking new album, and he's singing Redbone, like, you know, like, he's freaking Rick James. And I'm like, dude, like, how do you guys...
I remember when I first heard that song, I was like, that's a pretty cool effect. And then I read an article based on how that song was made, and he was like, I just changed my voice. There's no effects on it. And I was like...
And then I was like, whatever, dude, you're fucking lying.
Obviously. Yeah, I was like, I don't know. And then I kept listening to it. And then I saw a live performance, and I was like,
the Jimmy Fallon one?
Son of a bitch. Yeah. Like, he was not lying.
Yeah, like, I saw him, I saw him, like, singing it live on Jimmy Fallon or whatever.
I think that's YouTube. The one I saw. Yeah.
And he's, like, super nonchalantly without a shirt on, of course. fucking
with singing. Little jeans. Oh no, they're like leathery pants.
Yeah, and it's he funny. Like he just sings it, and it's just like, dude. And then like my favorite cover that he does is the Leah cover. I forget the name of the song, but he does it on. There's a cover by Childish Gambino of an Aaliyah song.
And we'll link it.
I forget so the. Yeah, I'm so into you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it's called, right? Yeah, I'm so into you. And then like he just like nonchalantly like again just mm-hmm. does it, and it's like how do you guys have that power? Because music has always been my thing. Like yeah. that's what I love. Like for example, like my biggest pet peeve is when like certain chords or certain things are happening and then they don't finish on the 8th. Like they go to the 9th or the 13th or whatever to try to be edgy, and I hate it. It bothers the shit out of me. Anyway, that's a whole different thing. But it's like the option is there for the 8th, but they don't hit it. They go to the 9th, fucking 7th, the 13th, or the 15th, whatever. They just try to be edgy, and it fucking pisses me off to no end. But that's a whole other thing. But yeah, so like being able to sing and being able to create music out of, you know, just for yourself, not having to need anything, has always been the thing that I've always told myself, like, if I could sell my soul for it, if I can say, if somebody, you know, the devil comes to me and says, hey, like, you will only live for, like, a year or whatever, but you get, for that full year, you get to do with this, I would be like, all right, let's do it. It sounds fucking wrong, because, like, hey, you only give me a year, but that's the thing is, like, whenever I see somebody that's able to sing, you know, the people can sing. People can sing, okay, everybody goes to karaoke, does whatever, but there's people that stop in your tracks when they sing. That's what I want. That's the thing I've always wanted. And that's the thing is when I see it, I stop in my tracks and I acknowledge it. And, like, it's the most magical thing to me that I've ever seen.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So is Defying Gravity the song you wish you knew how to sing? Or is there something else, like a dream song that you wish you knew? Like, that's the fucking song. Like, if I were to ever nail that song, like, I'd die happy.
No, Defying Gravity is usually the song I go to show people because you can easily pull it up and you can find the spot where that note gets hit.
Yeah.
Other songs have that as well. But no, I don't have like a specific song.
Have
like,
you ever seen or heard The Phantom of the Opera?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what note I'm talking about? If not, I'll show you later.
I don't think so. I'm probably sure I know what it, like, I know what, I think I know what we're talking about. I just don't know the note. Okay. Like, I don't know the score.
I'll show you the song later.
Yeah, but like I've seen like
that one has a really a good one too. That I heard the original, you know, music with the original Broadway cast, and then I saw it, and I was still like, "Fuck her," because that sounds so good. It sounded so fucking good live. Yeah,
like it's funny enough because you know how you say like "fuck her" or whatever. Like yeah. One thing that I do when I know somebody's really talented or something, I'm just like that asshole.
Yeah,
like because they're not being dicks. They're not being like. Jerks or whatever, they're just talented, and they obviously, one thing is having talent, another thing is having, putting the actual ethical work into it, mm-hmm. like, you know, putting the actual hard work into it. And for me, it's like, asshole, like, why you couldn't you be lazy, like, you know, like, what the hell, like, why couldn't you be like human, you know, like, and I don't say asshole to that person in a mean way, it's just like, to be able to have not just the talent but the drive to be able to show it off that way. It's just like,
and make
fuck,
it look
so
effortless.
Lucky. Yeah, exactly.
It's like the cherry on top. If you make it look effortless, it's fucking, it's like beauty at its finest. It's like, that's the pinnacle of what beauty is.
Yeah, like I'll link to a video. I won't show it here, but I'll link to a video. There's this one video that's blowing up recently. Is it America's Got Talent? It's a little girl. She's like 12 years old. And she's
Simon
doing,
comes out in it. That's
yeah,
all I know.
So she's doing ventriloquism.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's doing ventriloquism. And I won't ruin what happens afterwards, but her thing is she wants to keep ventriloquism alive, but it's just,
but Jeff Dunham is alive,
but Jeff Dunham is an asshole, not in a good way.
Exactly.
He's just a racist anyway.
And he has a fucking Batmobile. That's what I fucking hate him for.
Oh man. What is he? Justin Bieber's best friend. and like the way that she keeps ventriloquism alive is just that fucking talent. That is like, holy shit. And you're just 12.
Yeah.
But she already like knows what that talent is. And the fact that she's already working hard at it is like insane.
So, when like, they know that young.
Yeah.
It's that's like, how parents, if your kid wants to do something, whether it is whatever talent it is, even if it's skateboarding.
Support it.
Support it big time.
Support it.
Yeah. You know, it's what you got to do. Like you got to. But the thing is. This little girl is, like, super nice, super chill, but she's, like, fucking talented as hell. And, like, I won't ruin what happens because it's worth seeing it, and I'll link it. I won't actually show it because I'm pretty sure this will get copyright takedown because it's like obviously such a popular thing for like America's Got Talent or whatever. But yeah, singing. That's my thing. Like, that's what I would honestly be like. Take my soul. Whatever. I don't care.
I'm still thinking about it.
Alright. So I was stuck between two things. One, being a hypocritical, but not hypocritical, Mother Teresa. Having the healing touch. Like, hey, you got something? Don't worry. I touch you, it's gone.
Only in the arm, though, right?
Depends. No, I'm kidding. No, yes, in the arm. I'm not trying to do anything dirty.
This is where you see Leonardo DiCaprio with Daddy phone back.
There he goes. That or being invincible.
Like, okay, so. Okay. There's two. There's not two.
Two, but I can't choose between the two because they're so different and I could get away with so much with both, but yet in the end.
Well, this is my question, though. Do you mean, like, as in you cannot die ever? Or as in eventually you have, like, a natural death, but nothing can hurt you kind of thing? Or
natural. I'll let life take its course. I've seen those movies. Almost people like look very fearless. Miserable when they can live forever.
Is that what you mean? Like, almost being fearless? Like, I really want to do this, so I'm going to go ahead and fucking do it, and you won't be invincible.
Like, nothing's going to happen to you.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Oh.
No, even invincible, if the Jehovah Witness goes and freaking knocks on the door, I'll be invincible where it looks like there's
no... Oh, invisible. Invisible. Okay.
Sorry, like, if my words don't come out right.
Like, you can disappear. Sorry, you said invincible at the beginning.
Sorry.
That actually reminds me of actual World of Warcraft meme, but I won't bring it up because it's such an old World of Warcraft thing.
Hey, I'm sure the WoW family will enjoy it.
The knee? No, it's not that one, right? I was thinking about that one the other day.
For what?
Took one in the knee.
No, that's the Skyrim. Okay. Took an arrow to the knee.
Oh, that's totally wrong.
Okay. Yeah. Took an arrow to the knee means that there's... In Skyrim...
I remember when that meme came out, and for some reason I knew what it was, and I found it so fucking hilarious.
Took an arrow to... Like, in Skyrim, there's a guard that always says, I used to be a great warrior, but then I took an arrow to the knee. And they all say that. Well, anyway, a lot of people didn't know what it meant. They just thought, oh, whatever. It's like, it took an arrow to the knee, they must be disabled or whatever. But it's not. Took an arrow to the knee that they're married, because...
There it goes.
They went down on their knee and...
Okay. Yeah. So you want to be invisible?
Invisible.
Invisible. Sorry, we've had this conversation about it before. My words. Invincible.
Invisible.
Invisible. That.
She's been drinking. It's fine.
I want to be that. Either one of those two. Because if you think about it, nobody sees you. You can literally rob a bank. You can show up late to work. You can skip a line.
Priorities.
But if you show up to work, nobody's gonna see you anyway, so you're gonna be
late. I know. Anyway. I could be like, I was in the loo.
The loo.
Uh huh. Just saying. You know, I was in the break room getting coffee.
That's true. Everybody has their morning rituals for
that. Yeah, you could. Technically, if nobody sees you, you could turn on your system, whatever you're working with, make it look like you've been working, and just be like, I've been here the whole time. What are you talking about?
Give up your soul just to be able to show up late to work?
No, but again, like, if my son has, like, a recital or something for whatever reason, I could, like, be on my lunch break, take an extra lunch, and clock in. You feel me?
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Or, again, I could rob a bank and stop working.
So all this has to do about with work. That's what I'm hearing.
I'm just saying.
Liz just needs to get out of work.
That's all. You know, you could just get away with so much when people don't see you.
And what about the healing touch? What would that be for?
Healing touch would be because there's so much disease happening. Thank you, government. So,
or anti-vaxxers, either way.
Or that. You could go and, like,
what are measles? People. Disneyland? What are they? Tell me.
The chicken pox? Chicken pox parties?
Oh, God. Ew.
That's real. I know. Yeah, people do that.
Yeah. She told me about it. Yeah. And I was horrible. Like, I can't believe it.
It's horrible.
You guys remember when you guys got chicken pox?
I do. I got it I was like 5 years old.
I was like two. There's a video of me with chicken
pox. Of course there is. If we learned anything about Alexis's childhood, it's all documented.
Okay. Have you guys seen that movie with freaking, what's his name? The one that was all creepy for Stone? They document his whole life in video, and he, like, finds out that he was, like, a fucking... TV star.
Oh,
Truman mean, Show?
Yeah. Yeah, the Truman Show.
Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey. Alex had that when he was growing up. As he was growing up. Every moment was documented.
It wasn't the Truman Show. It wasn't dictated, okay? I was just a happy kid.
All right. Well.
But yeah, there's a video of me with chicken pox.
It's funny. I remember when I had it, sucks. The neighbor told my mom clearly, like, I don't want your daughter near mine.
I was. I had the little red dots everywhere. And guess what?
That little fucking girl came up with chicken pox right after me.
Good.
Yeah.
So you were next to her.
Fuck yeah.
So her mom was right.
Like, oh, you drinking this?
You're hold playing on. With this?
Here, Mother Teresa.
If I give it to you now, you'll never have it again.
Heal, bitch.
Oh my god. Oh, there should be a freaking a hip hop song on that. Mother Teresa, heal, bitch. Get
So for now, so you'll be happy later? Holy shit. Did I just saw your nails? You're all patriotic.
What do you mean?
I'm fucking red and blue, bitch.
This is purple.
Oh, Alex blue from over here.
It's purple and it's like a fiery or red. This is Luis. Luis chose this.
He's a patriot. Makes sense. He's a patriot from TJ. Makes sense.
Yeah. Baja California. Get it together.
Okay. Perdón. It's not Central America. It's North America. All right. Sure. Baja California just as real as chicken box parties, guys.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy. When I found out about that, I'm like, what the hell? People actually do that?
Isn't that bad, though?
I mean, it gets it out the way and it prevents
it. It does get out of the way because I don't know if I gave it to my brothers or I got it from one of my brothers and then we all had it all together.
So you guys had a chicken box party within the family?
Yes.
So you guys kept it in the family?
Yeah. And my parents already had it. So they were like, cool. That's the scary all they had part. To do was just take care of me. And I remember my grandma was here like towards the end of me having the. I remember it because I hated it.
You got to put that freaking...
You have a really good memory of being a child.
I have a really good memory overall.
No wonder they didn't record your life because you already have... You can memorize... I don't even know what the fuck happened in my life.
Oh, they know. They know. I bring shit up and they're like, still remember. Yeah.
Yeah. One thing that I've learned... What we learned about Angie doing the podcast is that she has a really good memory of her childhood. So if you've ever fucking wronged her when she was like 7 days old, go remember.
I still remember my best friend from elementary, Elisa, and that one time she didn't want to wait with me till my mom got... here to pick me up. Hear I remember that, I remember that her name I'm not even gonna say
one
her
day
last
you're
name,
gonna be
but I remember
Uber.
That's why I was like, you're my best friend, you live across the street, that's not fair, like wait with me for 5 minutes until my mom gets here. I didn't fucking do it.
All I hear right now the whole conversation is
yeah.
Holy shit, dude.
But I read this thing on I Fucking Love Science.
You have really good memory.
I do. That's not, it's not necessarily a good thing that I have a good memory, because then I can't make decisions really easily, which is kind of true.
Yeah, because of obviously everything.
Because I have so much, there's so much factoring going on in my head that makes me delay in a decision. And I told Luis, I'm like, look, there's some science supporting you. Because he forgets everything under the sun over his fucking head. But it also means that he's faster at making a decision. So I was like, but it also says that you only retain what's useful and what's meaningful to you. And that's that's when I told him, I was like, it just means that I don't mean anything to you.
Oh. Is that what you would give your soul for so that he'll remember you?
No, not that, no. I'm selfish with that.
No. Give my soul back. So would you, obviously we heard that you wanted to rob a bank. And obviously we heard that you wanted to get out of work with the first one. And obviously the second one now we're talking about healing. So how would you make money off of that?
Because people will come from all over the world and the globe to get healed. So for that, there's a price.
And you would charge them? So you
hey,
would...
if my soul was given for that fucking talent or that fucking, you know, healing power, I have every right to make money for my family. And whatever, he already kept my soul. Whatever's coming back and
it's gone.
It's gone. Yeah, my soul's gone. So whatever money I make will be for my son and my family. So come the day that I pass away, they'll have something behind.
But not for me.
Are you family?
I mean, you were like, you literally said, you
looked my at me, son you looked and at my me family. Like,
my son. But the yeah, my family.
My soul is gone. Just saying.
Oh my god.
No, seriously, I think that would be one of the two things that I would write.
Well, I'm glad I didn't sign a prenup. Because I know I'll be getting part of that money for show.
Whatever.
Good idea. I mean, that would make a really... That would make a... And then you know what's good? You could write a book about that. Look at that. And then afterwards, you can put it on Audible. Speaking of Audible, guys. Hey, for you listeners of the Lexicon Podcast... Oh, by the way, it's an ad. For you, the listeners of the Lexicon Podcast, Audible is offering a free Audible download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Right now, everybody's talking about the 20-year anniversary of Harry Potter. There's going to be... obviously, I love Harry Potter.
And like DJ Khaled, I took a picture of my son, not Harry Potter.
She took a picture of her son looking like Harry Potter, I guess. With the Snapchat filter? Oh, yeah.
I forgot. Over here, like, with a mean old face. I can't take those because my bangs. Because
you already have a scar?
Pretty much. It's over here.
So right now is definitely the perfect time to pick up the Harry Potter series on Audible. Definitely go ahead and check it out. Again, to download your free audiobook, just go to audible.com/lexicon podcast. Again, that's audibletrial.com/lexicon podcast for your free audiobook. Again, that's audibletrial.com/lexicon podcast. Yeah. I really won't go into it because like I said, I love Harry Potter, but you guys should definitely check it out.
I mean the books are long, so listening to them will make your time.
I think Stephen Fry is the one who does the narration for it, so I think it should be pretty good. Yeah, if I remember correctly, which is pretty great.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of intriguing. Kind of making me want to like.
Yeah, that's. I think that he's the only one that she chose to do the recording for her books.
What the fuck? That's amazing. I didn't know that. That's so cool.
Yeah, I've listened to I think 4 of the 8 books on Audible because I'm at work. But I Harry Potter, I just know that shit back and forth. So it's another
nice.
Sorry. So Angie, what would you sell yourself?
I still haven't made up my mind, boy. But just for the evening, I'm gonna go ahead and say that I sell my soul to be a lot more artistic. Because I feel like I am, but
in
I'm not.
What way?
In what way that I would execute?
But
because I feel like I have a lot of ideas, and I feel like the reason I don't execute is because I feel like I don't have the talent, which I know I don't have the talent. I don't know how to draw. I don't know how to like make a movie. I don't know how to paint.
I don't know how to do any of that either.
So a lot more artistic. And I mean that all around. And this whole time I've been trying to think of an artist that's like, who does that? That's like an all around good one. And I can't think of one. And I know I'm going to like regret it. Probably going to wake up tomorrow morning and be like, fuck, I could have given this person as an example. But for now, I can't give you an example. No.
What's that other one? He came out in The Voice. He did the Despicable Me albums. And I am so spacing on his name right now. Pharrell.
No, not like him.
No, because like
what it's a little bit more broad.
We're mentioning like much just music.
Even
like,
more?
Yeah, because I think correct me if I'm wrong. You're trying to say anything that in your mind that you want to be able to create it.
Yeah.
And have that happen.
Yeah.
So it could be a book, art, music, whatever.
Yep.
Okay, your coach that did everything, the one-timer.
What?
The one-timer. The one that you said that he would do like the music thing and took you guys to God knows where and then he did the football thing.
Oh, Mr. Shin.
Similar.
Like he has the magic touch for like the one, like the beginning stuff.
He might not be
He's very passionate.
Yeah.
That's what goes behind it. Yeah.
The hard work that goes into it.
Mm-hmm. But for me, I like to execute. Like a lot of the times when, like I'll give you guys an example of just me and Luis. Like there's sometimes when he's drawing something and he asks for my opinion. I don't like giving it because I feel like I'm not only harshly criticizing my own significant other, but it's also because I'm like, you don't see what I see and I can't tell you what to do, you know? So.
Sometimes like in that instance, like when I look at Luis, for example, like he does his art and stuff and I'm just like, if you were to ever ask me to criticize it, I'd be like, I couldn't because I don't have your talent, dude.
Like, yeah, you see what I mean? Yeah, and I told him that because he's like, you don't like, as of late, he noticed. He's like, I noticed that you don't like looking at whatever I'm drawing. And it's like, I can't because it's intangible. You know, it's like, it's coming from your mind. So I can't really tell you like, fuck that. Put that away. You know, I can't say that.
Wrong line, bitch.
It was easier when we were doing photo because it's like, okay, you just don't take that picture. Take it this way because I can show you what it is. But that whole ambidextrous in a way I would put it because there's two things is what I'd like to be able to do.
That's actually really good. I've never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
Like, being artistic. Because I mean, I have the same problem now. Like, I feel like I love stories, so I want to be, like, a storyteller. Mm-hmm. And, like, I would love to be a storyteller and, like, be able to, it's like, be able to see any story in my head, like, bring it to life. You know, reading books and, like, imagining stuff. I'm like, I want to be able to put that into creation. Like, I see the words. So, it's crazy. Yeah. Is there anything, like, in your mind that you would say, hey, if I had the power to, I would create this right now?
If I had the power, I'd I know.
Why are you raising your hand?
Yes, Angie, you have the floor.
It's already been 5 hours, guys. We're waiting for her to have her, you know, magical moment.
Just 50th take.
Take 55.
No, I'm going to go with just this person because I recently saw the movie and I admire this person. Tom Ford.
Mm.
Tom Ford not only wrote A Single Man, he directed A Single Man. I'm pretty sure he fucking clothed the movie. Obviously, he's Tom Ford. And I recently saw Nocturnal Animals, which is another one that he wrote and he directed, executed. Not only, and he runs a fashion house.
Oh, yeah.
It's that kind of all-around knowledge of, like, I know I can do this. I know I can film this. I know I can direct this. I know who I want for this. I know what each scene is going to look like. I know the feel that I want the whole thing to look. All that.
Master of all
sell
trades.
Sell my fucking soul.
Like a master of all trades kind of thing. That's actually
have you guys really seen Nocturnal Animals?
No.
My friend has it. I will let you guys borrow it. It is amazing. It's a little disturbing, but it's good.
There is a... I like watching... Netflix has a lot of documentaries on, like, fashion designers.
Mm-hmm.
And I like watching...
I can't.
I love watching
I've them. Tried, and then I get, like, depressed, so I don't watch it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that I know that fashion is not my thing, mm-hmm. like, when it comes to designing it. And there's so many people that... The funniest thing is that fashion is one thing that everybody criticizes because everybody thinks they have it. But, you know, the reason I say it is because you bring up Tom Ford, obviously. Mm-hmm. But then when you see how these fashion designers think and view things, nobody has it. Like, there's the reason why it's so highly sought out to be, like, on Fashion Street, you know, the Fashion Week or whatever. Like, yes, everybody can put clothes on. But not everybody can make it look magnificent. Mm-hmm. You can make it look good. You can make it look decent. But you can't make it look magnificent where it stands out.
Yeah, like, there's another thing. Like, just shoes in general. And another Tom Ford thing. It's, I love shoes. I always imagine, like, the right shoe that I want for something. I don't really dress up a lot. But when I do, I obsess about it because I'm like, what would go with this, what would go with that, and at the end of the day I always end up being lazy and just, you know, whatever. I don't have, it's not like I have all the fucking money in the world to just throw I want together, but in my head everything looks so fucking good. And that's probably one of the reasons why I like Sex and the City, because I appreciate Carrie Bradshaw being a mannequin because everything looks good on her, Sarah Jessica Parker. And it's fucking annoying because it's like she's perfect. Even though a lot of people, I know a lot of people don't like her and they think she's ugly. I don't think she's ugly. I think she's fucking stunning. And one of the reasons is why? Because she can fucking model a shoe like no other actress can. Like, you can't. I don't give a fuck if she smokes and she's, like, veiny and shit. She can run in heels. And I can, like, see that in movement and see how that shoe works. It's fucking amazing to me.
Tarantino would love her then, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Tarantino has a thing about feet.
Yes. Oh, yeah. What's the one? Wiggle Your Toe. Kill Bill one, Volume 1?
Yeah.
Well, almost any movie. You can tell.
Is like, there's mm-hmm. on Kill Bill Volume 2, like the wedding scene or whatever, like there's like a whole thing where like just her feet.
Mm-hmm.
He has it.
And then even in Inglourious Basterds. Yeah. And you'll notice. Once you know, you'll notice.
And Jackie Brown. And like she's always like massaging her feet or like putting her feet on the, like, and Jackie Brown's always like massaging her feet or like putting her feet on the top of the dashboard mm-hmm. and stuff.
Yeah.
Jackie Brown's a great film, too, by the way.
That's really good.
Spoiler for Orange is the New Black. One of them is like, one of them walks into a group of girls, obviously, all girls. She's like, yeah, I used to be with this guy. He had a thing for feet. She's like, I don't care. In the end of the day, I have some incredible calves because of it.
That's cute.
That's funny.
I'm like, ew.
Yeah, but no, you guys have really good ones. Like, I obviously, like, my first thing is, like, my artistic, but it's specific for me because that's always been mm-hmm. the thing. But, like, it's funny because, like, you know, you see each of us start talking about it and...
Don't worry, in the future, we'll do a karaoke night.
No, we won't. You guys will do it. I'll record it.
We'll do karaoke.
And then the thing is, like, it's funny because, like, we start you know, seeing all of us start talking about it, and we have our ideas of stuff we want to do, like, you know, and you see it, like, you're like, fuck, you know, you really would give yourself for that kind of shit.
I really would. Yeah. No fucking doubt about it. Gonna meet the devil tonight, you guys.
I but now I know my wife really wants superpowers. Like, literally. Like, she wants superpowers. Like, me, like,
Again, I want to sing.
Like, I want to sing. You want, like, artistic talent? She wants superpowers. And, like, if people.
She just wants all the money.
Let me just point it out. That too. Hold on. Let me point it out. I was born on the witch's day.
This is true.
I have the nose of a witch, I think.
Because she has
The little mole. Okay.
The mole. I'm a witch. When I was little,
did your mom ever like push that on you?
That I'm a witch?
No, just not necessarily that you're a witch, but
like
that
a Mexican. They always think that
you were born on witches. All Hallows Eve, you know, like
no. Well, her brother was born
on Dia de los Muertos. He was born 2 days, 2 years after me.
That's legit. I like that.
So like those days are covered.
Yeah.
So like So, I mean, if people would have, you know, seen us before and stuff, and obviously you guys would have heard the story before of her Selena singing, and then you guys know I'm a freaking nerd, you guys probably would have thought...
It'd be something else, yeah.
I'd be like, I would be the superpower, and she would be the singing.
Yeah.
No, I want the singing, and she wants the superpower. And then the funniest thing that comes into that is whenever... I hope my son can sing. This is the reason I say it. It's because whenever... Like, this is why he loves the Minions so much. It's because whenever something... like that comes on, or like that girl that I, you know, or like the people, Michael Bublé or Josh Groban, like, and they start singing, he'll stop and he'll just stare, and he like loves it, like he like kind of bobs his head if the beat's good or whatever, he'll start watching it. And the thing is, I know that feeling of that jealousy, so I'm like, I hope that you can sing.
Yeah.
So I can retire early too, but just
we can
so.
All retire. I'm latching on. I'm gonna let you guys know that.
I'm coming along for the ride.
Fuck it, that's fine. You'll be the manager, but no percentage.
Oh my god.
Just do the work.
I can direct the music videos.
There you go. We'll use the artistic touch there.
There you go. And then we'll have freaking Luis of the posters.
Hey.
For the concerts.
Hey.
Hey, we have enough time for him to finish.
If that's all he does, yes.
So now, because like, if you start singing with him, he starts
like trying to sing.
Trying to sing back.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, so I'm like,
he's a little tone deaf, though, so that's good. So I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
He started singing, I'm like, come on, dude, you're flat.
It's going to turn into Whiplash. The singing version of Whiplash.
Come on, dude.
I mean, he documented his whole childhood.
Are you sharp or are you flat? Are you sharp or are you flat? Have you guys seen Whiplash, by the way? Because I know a lot of people haven't.
We've seen it. We've talked about it, so like, several times during the podcast.
I'll always bring it up.
Yeah.
It's just...
Whiplash is so good.
Speaking of, if
his dad can sit down and watch the goddamn movie...
Oh, yeah. My dad fucking sat down and started watching Whiplash, and he felt like fucking, like...
Technically, his brother put it on to watch it. And my dad was like, you know, his brother, like, takes off to the room, and his dad just stays behind watching it.
Yeah. My dad loved it. I love Whiplash, too. So, like, it's speaking of music, I can't fucking wait for Baby Driver. You guys will hear this on Monday.
Yeah.
So I've already seen Baby Driver. The next podcast, I'll give a quick yes, go watch it or no.
I thought it was like Baby Boss.
A lot of people.
It's completely different.
Yeah, but like
my cousin already went to go watch it, and she's already telling us like go watch it. And then there was a BuzzFeed article about Guillermo del Toro reviewing it in tweets.
Oh, yeah?
I think it was probably like 13 or more tweets.
I'll watch it.
And I was about to start reading it, and I was like, stupid bit, don't read it. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, I gotta go watch it this weekend, like immediately.
Yeah, I'll watch it on Sunday, and I'll read his tweets afterwards. Yeah,
we can talk about it on Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll talk about it Tuesday. You gonna watch it this weekend?
Yes, I know I am. I just don't know when. I haven't confirmed with.
Okay, well, Tuesday we might, spoilers into Baby Driver, just in case. But you guys won't hear it until next Monday, so don't worry about it. You guys have a week to watch it. Yeah. So this is coming out, what, July 2nd?
Yeah.
Yeah, July 2nd and the week afterwards.
Monday's the 3rd.
Yeah, Monday's the 3rd. Correction. This is out July 3rd. So the 10th, you guys will hear all about Baby Driver, even if it's a quick rundown.
Yeah.
But because one thing that I saw was that the theater that we're going to is empty. There's no ticket. Like, nobody else has bought tickets yet. Which is what happened with Whiplash. It was empty. And it's a small theater, and it's empty, and I loved Whiplash. Nobody was there. So it feels even better, because it's like, it feels like a private screening. And then, it's something happened when I went to see Dope. We got free tickets to an early preview.
Oh, it's tight.
And, like, there's, like, nobody there that knew what it
Dope
was.
Dope is a badass movie.
Yeah, and, like, nobody knew what the fuck it was, yeah. But I wanted to go see it because it was recorded here.
I'm not going to say it, like, ghetto, but we went to one of those theaters. I got to say Dope was a dope movie to watch in that kind of audience because you have people giving, like, feedback on it.
Immediate feedback.
While you were watching it. It was just funny.
And it was recorded here and everything. And it's one of the only movies that I got in, like, actual previews. And I saw it, I think, a month or so before it was actually out in theaters. And then they told me, talk about
like
it.
Kind of like when we went to go watch Get Out. That was the same thing.
And I haven't seen that film yet.
I think it's on HBO or something.
We went to go watch Tupac.
Haven't seen that yet. I want to watch that too.
But that one was annoying.
It was?
All Eyes on Me?
Probably because just the proximity of the person that was giving immediate reviews.
Oh, okay. I guess
they were like probably like 5 seats down. And I was just like, dude, stop. Just fucking shut the fuck up. But still, like, there were moments where you remember, because even me, like, I was little, but I still, like, know enough and remember these
Worth
things.
Watching? DVD?
DVD.
DVD, okay.
DVD. The way I explained it to one of my friends was, like, it's like the Lifetime movie.
Oh.
But the only reason that I wanted to watch it was because I knew that the actor portraying Tupac was going to be worth it. And it was.
Yeah, I heard.
Just based on him, if you want to see someone that makes you, like, do a double take and go, like, dude.
I heard that Uncanny Valley at the beginning was kind of like, what the hell? But then he kind of, like, actually portrays them, like, really well.
I think he does. I really do think he does. You can see that, like, rage. Like, you know, you've seen real Tupac interviews.
Yeah, yeah.
And you see that, like, I don't know. It's just, it's kind of weird. But yeah, it was kind of like that kind of audience too.
Chatty. Yeah, but it was in that atmosphere. It was worth it, and Dope was a great film. And
it was
then,
like, that in Fences too.
Oh yeah, dude, Fences. I haven't seen it, and I really want to because I read the play and, like,
yeah,
and all that.
It was a little bit like that, and that was a full fucking.
I can't wait till they make Olivia the Goat.
Oh my god, I heard a podcast regarding, like, people with animals that they're, like, in love with. I was just, like, thinking about you the whole time. I'm like, Alex. Like, Equius? Fucking Alex.
Yeah. Well, the reason she was thinking about me is because of the, I always fuck with her with the play, Olivia the Goat.
He tried bringing it up to his dad.
I've made my sister read it. I've made a bunch of my friends
read it. I gotta watch it. I gotta read it.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good.
It's short, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll read it.
It's like literally like this big. And it's Tony Award winning play.
So. Okay. I trip on that. I'm like, how the hell do you fall in love with an animal?
It's about bestiality. But it's good. I read it for college class in CSUN. And then I was like, everybody in the class was like, what the fuck is this? But after we read it, we're like,
it ain't college unless you're saying, what the fuck is it?
Yeah, true. It ain't worth it.
What
the fuck is this? But then at the end, you're like, makes sense. Makes sense why you read it in this class. Fucking capstone class. Makes you want to critical think.
Oh my god.
But yeah, we read there. And I had read Fences before with the male reader there again. And then it just we went to see a play and stuff. It's cool. That's a cool class.
Alright.
So, what would you guys, you know, sell yourself for? Would it be, you know, to make movies? Would it be an artist?
Let me just say it. I'm not selling my soul anymore, but if I could. Fuck that. I'm getting creepy feelings.
Knock on wood?
This is wood. You can knock on wood. Hey, go under, though. Touch the wood.
Feel
hey.
You know what Bruce Lee said? Be the wood. Become the wood. If you put wood in a cup, water. Become the wood. have you heard that quote? You seen that quote?
I've heard it.
The water quote. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For those of you know, look up the Bruce Lee water quote and just, you know, get a cup, put water in a cup, and you'll see what happens to the water. It becomes the cup. What would you guys sell yourself for? Let us know in the comments, email in, tweet at us, you know, Instagram, all that stuff. Tumblr's up.
Yes. Tumblr.com/lexiconpodcast.
You can go ahead and
I'll send it to Alexis and he'll link it.
You can go ahead and just write it in there anonymously if you want to, you know, confess something, you want to tell us what you sold your soul for, you want to sell us what you have sold your soul for, you know, all of that good stuff. Go ahead and let us know.
You're like Bart Simpson, let us know.
El Barto. And as always, guys, I'd like to give you guys a chance to let people know where they can find you and reach out to you and talk to you about your superpowers or your singing powers
powers. I'm going to plug my Instagram this time.
Yeah, go for it.
Let me remember what it is. It's All right. You can find me on Instagram at Angie-ness, all one word, underscore at the end. So A-N-G-I-E-N-E-S-S underscore.
And you can find me on Instagram as well, under Liz underscore the biz.
And as always, guys, you can find me on Twitter at exclusively underscore Lex. As always, you can find the video podcast to this at youtube.com/lexicon podcast. Oh, I'm sorry, youtube.com/ exclusively Lex. The reason I said Lexicon podcast is because we're thinking about transitioning over to its own YouTube so you guys can easily find it. But we're going to need your help with that in order to get the URL. So we'll let you guys know about that in the next podcast. But for now, you can find the video podcast at youtube.com/ exclusively Lex. And as always, guys, if you guys want to support us financially, go to patreon.com/ Lexicon podcast. Whether it's $1 or more, it definitely helps us out. And there's different perks in there you can check out, whether it's getting the episodes early, be it audio or video. It's all there for you guys. You guys can check that out. And as always, guys, if you guys are on iTunes, Google Play, I'm really close to trying to see if I can get on Spotify, but Spotify is a little bit harder because you have to go through some other means of doing it because they're barely opening it up for podcasts in a different way. I'll let you guys know if I ever get on there as well. But just go ahead and rate us. Let us, you know, give us a 5-star. Let us know. And we'll definitely appreciate it. We'll give you guys a shout out, read out the comments and all that. Just let your friends know, share it with the world. And thank you guys so much for listening. This has been the Lexicon Podcast, episode 33. Take care,
guys. Bye, you guys. Bye.